Good morning. It's the 29th of January. Our first reading for the day is Genesis 48, 49 and 50. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Whittaker. I read, "On his deathbed, Jacob was inspired to pronounce remarkable prophecies concerning all his sons, including a remarkable messianic prophecy associated with Joseph. Then, with a repeated injunction that he be buried in a tomb at Machpelah, he died with firm faith in the resurrection. The old patriarch's wishes were scrupulously observed. As a matter of course, it was Joseph and none of the other brothers who organized his interment, embalming, permission from Pharaoh, the solemn cortege making the long journey back to Hebron, the reopening of Abraham's tomb and the disposal of the revered body. Back in Egypt, the brothers, still fearful that Joseph would prove to have a long memory, sent him their renewed plea for forgiveness and urging Jacob's good counsel that there be no resurrection of that long-buried evil. On the heels of this message came the brothers themselves, adding their own personal importunity, 'Forgive now, we pray thee, the transgression of the servants of the God of thy father.' Thus, adroitly, they pleaded not only the influence of their dead father, but also their own combined reverence for Jacob's God. And, nervous of the outcome, they prostrated themselves before their brother. This was now the fifth time that there had come about a pointed fulfilment of those dreams revealed to Joseph nearly 40 years before. 'Behold, we be thy servants,' they said, and held their breath." These doubts were all of their own manufacture. In every respect, their brother was a different man from themselves. "Fear not," he replied, with all possible encouragement. "Am I in the place of God to exercise judgment upon you? That which you meant for evil against me, God meant for good, your good and mine, to save much people, the entire family of Israel, alive. And apprehensions which should have been banished long years before were now at last laid to rest." Joseph was 49 at this time. He lived another 61 years and rejoiced in his great-grandchildren and in the multiplication and prosperity of all his people. Yet never far from his mind was the ancient prophecy made to Abram, "Thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall serve them, and they shall afflict them, and afterward shall they come out with great substance." Whilst Joseph was alive, Israel sheltered in safety under his prestige. But he knew that this would not last. So, in his dying, he repeated to his people the credo of his father, "God will surely visit you and bring you up out of this land into the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." For all the pomp and circumstance which had surrounded him most of his days, Joseph was still at heart a pilgrim, looking away from Egypt for the fulfilment of great and precious promises. So, embalmed as only Egyptians could embalm, he lay in a coffin in Egypt. Years later, in a night of great excitement, when deliverance came to an enslaved race, Joseph's family saw to it that that coffin was reverently carried away from the darkness of Egypt. Through long years of wilderness wandering, he and his brothers with him were borne from encampment to encampment, until at last they came to their final resting place at Shechem. It had been promised specifically to Joseph, but he shared it with his brethren, and there he lies until all those promises made so long ago are fulfilled. Thank you for listening.